Silent Suspect, Jessica Daniel, Book 13, written by Kerry Wilkinson and read by Becky Hindley.
Chapter 1. Now. Bosh, 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 bosh. Detective Inspector Jessica Daniel rolled over with a groan, top lip lapping at the crusted drool that coated her chin. Her mind strained and flailed in an attempt to figure out exactly what was going on. She had one clear, concise, and entirely accurate thought. Some bastard was being noisy. Really noisy. And they were nearby, his or her thumping hand disturbing the peaceful utopia of whatever it was she had been dreaming about. Actually, it was definitely a him. Only blokes biffed and banged around that loudly. There was a pause, allowing Jessica to open her eyes and slowly survey her surroundings. Grotty, she thought, the words swirling into her mind from the final embers of sleep. Graying light flooded through the gaping, raggedy curtains as a gust of wind shook the single-pane windows, the frames of which were cracked and peeling, with years-old scabs of paint that had once been magnolia. Jessica wondered why the drapes were open. They must have been left like that all night. Then she remembered precisely why she was in this hotel room. She clung to the threadbare pillow, even though its cushioning properties were somewhere in the region of a deflated balloon. Bosh, 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 bosh. The pounding rattled once more, louder this time. As Jessica shuffled in a failed attempt to get comfortable on the squished mattress, the additional throbbing in her head left her wondering how much of it was real and how much was alcohol-induced.
Miss Daniel,
a man's voice sounded from behind the door.
If you're in there, can you open the door, please?
It took Jessica a few moments to realise that she was the Miss Daniel to which the mystery voice was referring. She kicked her legs free of the bed covers, surprised to find herself wearing the same pair of jeans and top from the previous day. Then she tried to sit up. The room spun. The spattered black and brown mould spots from the ceiling darted at her, blending with the faded, flowery grimness of the carpet. Jessica clamped her eyes closed, swallowing, trying to get some sort of lubrication to the back of her parched throat.
Miss Daniel?
Yeah, hang on. Jessica's mouth was dry, the words cracking and sticking as she tried to speak. When she opened her eyes again, they spiralled in on the battered alarm clock on the nightstand next to the bed, green digits telling her it was a few minutes after 9, as the colon in between the numbers blinked hypnotically. She grabbed the glass of water that sat next to it, downing the contents in one, allowing her to finally feel as if she was something close to human. She stood and approached the door, pausing mid-stride with her hand outstretched.
"Who is it?" she called.
"It's the police."
That was strange. Jessica squinted towards the door, wrestling with a creeping sense that the universe had somehow become muddled. She was police. Shouldn't she be on the other side, knocking and trying to wake someone up? Jessica straightened her clothes as best she could, turning sideways to face the full-length mirror that was covered in a thin film of something translucent. She didn't step any closer to find out what it was. Jessica untied her hair and then scrunched it back together, clumping it into a greasy ponytail. For now, it was the best she could manage. A blink, and then the groaning creak of the door to reveal a man in the hallway. His dark hair was waxed to a point at the front, with a chin speckled by day-old stubble. He was early 40s, hands in his Marks and Spencer trouser pockets, elbows jutting in front of the long brown raincoat that hung to his ankles. His red and white tie was loosely knotted and slightly askew, top button undone, jacket collar turned up. He offered a watered-down, non-committal CID smile. It was a type of facial expression at which Jessica was an expert. Not too friendly, not too standoffish. It said everything, yet it said nothing.